Hey everybody, it's your girl Coach Alonda Brooks and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I'm super stoked because I have a phenomenal guest today to bring you at the I Am Becoming Lounge, guys. I have Mr. Alfredo Peters. He was born and raised in Middletown, Ohio. After graduating from Middletown High School in 2009, he attended Grand Valley State University for 4 years, earning his bachelor's degree in video and film production. At Grand Valley State University, Alfredo was a student athlete named captain of the men's basketball team in 2012 through 2013. Upon receiving his degree, he moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where he worked in television networks such as BET and the CW Network. His passion for education and community led him back to Middletown in 2014, where he became a freelance filmmaker. In 2015, he volunteered as an after-school program leader in a community center. And more recently, in 2019, he taught video production after school at the Middletown High School. His passion is at the forefront for Alfredo Peters' endeavors. He hopes to continue sharing his passion and creativity with his community and beyond. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm blessed to have you and thank you for coming to I Am Becoming.
Thank you very much, Alonda, for having me on. This is, I guess, my first official podcast that I've been on. So, Yeah, so it's the first time for everything.
I'm very honored that I was the first.
Yes, absolutely. Ma'am.
Yeah. And I'm sure my becomers are too, just to have the information. Because you know I'm all about small business development as well as reaching back for our youth and giving them creative ideas for careers, since I'm a super creative. So I thought it was very dope to have you come to the show because I love what you're doing in the community with your movement and your production company.
Yeah, and just hearing you talk about your passion and interest, it's no secret why we linked up. You know, I have the exact same passions. And that's a little bit of actually a little bit of what I do is I look out for the creator, for the creatives as well, the entrepreneurs. It started off as me just shooting videos for music artists, but then it slowly progressed into business owners and clothing brands, and it just took off from there.
That's pretty dope. So what also sparked your passion for filmmaking itself?
Well, I actually didn't have an interest in filmmaking. I actually wanted to be a graphic designer because I could draw on pencil and paper. And my mother encouraged me to enroll in like a vocational school when I was in high school, Butler Tech. And I registered to be a graphic designer in the graphic design class, and on the first day, they said the class was full. I registered too late. You know, we was on CP time registering. But they stuck me into a video class, and I was like, you know, this is BS. I want to go back to my home school. I want to go back to Middletown. And long story short, I ended up sticking it out in 07. To 09, when I graduated high school, I also studied video production and television broadcasting and audio recording. And then fast forward, I went to college and everybody was like, you know, everybody in my family was like, you know, you can't really make money doing videos and your film, like you don't live in LA. Like, so that kind of pushed me towards studying accounting and finance. And after 2 years of college, I couldn't really stay awake in an accounting class. It was just boring. And then, like, yeah. I was not really trying hard, and I ended up failing, like, a statistics class, partly because I never was there. And then I was like, something's got to change, or I'm not going to make it. So I just went back to my roots and switched my major to film. And 2013, I got my bachelor's degree in film and video production.
Well, I have a very similar story. I talk about this in one of my books, and it'd definitely be in my memoir as well, how I basically went to my mom in the 10th grade and I told her that I was done with high school and that I wanted to go to hair school full time. And my dad was like, yeah, no. And he was like, you're not going to be able to make money with that. Fast forward to I wanted to getting my cosmetology license and enrolling in college early. And and I started going for theatrical makeup and fashion design. And he was like, what are you going to do with that type of career? But as you can say, God has a sense of humor. When he has a lane for you, like, he has a lane for you. And it could be the bizarrest thing, but like you say, you got to follow your passion, and it's been very lucrative for me. So that's really encouraging. Also, like, if anybody's listening to this and you're a youngster, definitely follow your passion, because you will go definitely harder for your passion than anything else.
Yeah, I totally agree 100%, and congrats to you on all of your success. But yeah,
Thank
I
you.
just double up on that statement. Like, follow your heart. People that are creative and have entrepreneur spirits, it's hard for them to sit down and just be in a classroom. Like, we know what we want. We want to be creating, we want to be moving and shaking and getting things done. So, if you are a high school student, like, stick it out, do the right thing, get it done, but don't feel bad about knowing what you want to do. So
Yeah. And I want to add, let me clean it up. I did finish high school. I just went the unconventional route. So definitely get your education.
yeah, for
Definitely do
sure.
that. And I also went to college twice. So definitely the education is powerful, but so is passion. So I'm pro passion and education. So I want to clarify that for all the parents who's going to listen, like, you got to go to school. So so yeah. We're gonna break right here. We'll be right back, guys, with Mr. Alfredo Peters, the film production master.
Hey, everybody, it's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Alondra Brooks, and you are listening to I Am Becoming. We are coming back from break. I have my phenomenal guest, Mr. Alfredo Peters, and we are talking about his banking career in video production. Something that a lot of people don't think about is definitely very lucrative, is definitely multifaceted. I'm super interested into knowing he's a young man, and he's had a pretty exciting career already, so I can only imagine where God is getting ready to take him. And I want to know, how was it working for BET, and how did that shape your career?
Okay, so after I received my college degree, I moved back to Middletown, Ohio, where I'm from. And I couldn't find a job in production, honestly. I applied at all kind of production companies, marketing firms, and everybody was like, "Well, yeah, let me see your portfolio." But I'm like, "I just graduated college. I don't have a portfolio." Like, I just So from there, I realized I had to take action and start shooting my own content. And that's what I did. But the way it worked out was, my father actually lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and 30 minutes outside of Atlanta in Conyers, Georgia. And he noticed that there was always a film crew right around the corner from his house. So what he did was just talk to somebody and say, "Hey, my son just graduated college. Can I put him in contact with somebody?" And I ended up making the connection that way. And I spoke to one of the producers on the show, and he said, "Yeah, if you're ever around in town, we'll get you on set." And that was enough. Like, I was on the next flight out. I just,
I know, that's right. Like, book the Greyhound, Dad.
right.
Book the
Yeah,
Greyhound.
exactly. So I actually flew down there and just called him, like, hey, I'm in town. And he's like, oh, that was fast. I'm like, yeah, let me on set. And then I actually started working on set of The Game. I don't know if you're familiar with that
Oh,
show.
yeah, that was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I worked on season 7 of The Game. And I got to, see production at the highest level. I saw the a credible director. I saw everybody on set and how it worked, and I played my role as a production assistant. And that really just shaped me, because I started off at the bottom and I was like, wow. And I just got some insight. Like, I had just graduated college, so I'm just asking people on set, like, yeah, what school did you go to? And it's like, oh, I didn't go to school for this. And what school did you go to? And I didn't go to school either. And some people did, some people didn't. But I was like, wow, it's really all about who you know sometimes. But I ended up working on a couple of other shows after that. And then ultimately, I was just super inspired. And I was like, I want to bring this home. Like, I want to create my own content and build up my own demo reel and portfolio. That way I'm more valuable next time I'm on a set, or it'll potentially be my own set. So I ended up moving back home, and I've been shooting videos ever since.
Yeah, that's very dope. Like, I definitely kudos to you, because a lot of times when you are in a creative space, you do have to make your own opportunities. I know, like, people are like, Tyler Perry was, most recently famous for saying that, stop waiting to be invited, create your own opportunities. And that's super awesome that you took the initiative to do that, because I always talk about that here on I Am Becoming. It's about your becoming is attached to somebody else, and God sent you to prepare the way to create other opportunities for somebody else that is just like you, that needs that opportunity to create those experiences. So shout that kudos to you for sure for that. And I'm super excited for you, because I know there's a lot of people that's attached to what you're about to do and what you are doing.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. And you hit the nail right on the head. It's like, you got to create opportunities for yourself. I saw somebody posted on Facebook that they wanted to get into acting. And, it just made me think, like, you just need to start. Even if you don't know what it looks like, pick up a cell phone and start doing little comedy skits or something. Just start.
Absolutely.
And then you'll figure out how to make it bigger and better next time. And just, you repeat that process and you keep networking. That is very key. Talk to people who have the success that you want to have, and they'll cut that learning curve in half. So that's just my word of advice to anybody wanting to do anything creative.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's how I started out. I like every time I went into the hair store, I was buying something, and I actually taught myself how to cut hair with the Clairol book. They had this Clairol book, and I purchased it. And so by the time that I was 15, 16, going to hair school full time, I was going with adults. I wasn't going to vocational school. I went to a regular hair school, and my teacher was like, "It's really not really much that I can really teach you." And so she actually took money out of her own pocket and wound up sending me to a post-secondary school. So I say that to piggyback off of you. When you invest in yourself, other people will see your passion and they will match you dollar for dollar. I've had many opportunities open up for myself just because I seen how much I wanted it. So never be afraid to invest in yourself.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree 100%.
So I want to get into this. So what are some of the misconceptions about the filmmaking industry that people have?
It's everybody has their own path in within the film industry. There's so many different jobs in the film industry. Like, you have production, the actual making of the film. You have the producing, which is like kind of like the finances and organization behind the film. You have the post-production, which is just the editing, the sound design, the color grading and color correcting of the film. And it's like, there's no straight path to make it in the filmmaking industry. If you talk to people who have been in the industry, everybody has a crazy, unique story how they were doing their own thing and then they kind of met the right people and then, it just took off from there. Or they were just doing their thing and then they became that person that other people needs to know and then it just took off from there. So it's like I worked regular jobs and did video on the side for about 7 or 8 years. Like
Say
after
that one more time for the people in the back that think that they just gonna be a success overnight. Say it, bro. Say it for the
man,
people in the back.
people think that I graduated college and got a degree and just now I opened this business and or I had financing or backing. Like, no, I was working in factories, I was working in car sales, and then I did tech support. I had so many different jobs. Like, my friends used to make a joke, like, we need to make a TV show or cartoon characters, and your character got a different job every episode because I was doing so many different jobs, but I was always shooting videos. Like, I would work a 10-hour shift, get off work, go do a music video, go home, copy the footage, go to sleep, wake up, go back to work, get off work the next day and edit it. Like, it was a grind. And I planted so many seeds by doing that for so long that a lot of people knew who I was and they knew what I did. So, like, I would get referred by other people that wanted videos or photos. And then I started doing weddings and then I did commercials for small businesses. And it just, my pipeline got so full of people that I've done business with that it made sense for me to take the leap and open up my own studio and start building my own crew because the business was coming. And that's out without me doing it full time. So I was like, imagine if I do it full time. I can take advantage of more time that I have not working a regular job and I can do this full time. But it took a long way and it took a few tries to do it, but now I'm the most ready and it's working out.
Yeah, that's dope. 'Cause I tell people, like, listen, the dream is free, but the hustle is so separately. I definitely know about being a parallelpreneur where you gotta work to support that dream and build it brick by brick. So I
Yes,
definitely can
absolutely.
relate.
Absolutely. So stay consistent.
So since you are since you make films and stuff like that in commercials, what are some tips that you can give people when interviewing a videographer for their particular project?
So, if somebody wants to hire me, or is that the question? Or if
Yeah, like
somebody.
if they wanted to hire you, what type of things do they need to have when they come to the table to be ready to work? You know what I mean? Because I think sometimes people, they got these ideas, they want to do things, but they don't know what it requires.
Right. All right. So, it's just about coming up with the plan. And most of the times, the biggest question is, what's the budget? Like, if you actually want to make a film or like a movie, there's several ways you can do it. You can just use all of your resources and just make it. Or you could do like a fundraiser and kind of maybe shoot like a little trailer to the movie and pitch it to people and say, hey, we want to make this movie, like crowdfund it. Or you can take the script to producers that potentially say, hey, like you got something great. We want to fund this film. But it's not an easy process because you have to have several things checked off the list before you can do that. But as far as like making of an actual film, it goes back to what I said a minute ago. Like, there's no straight path to doing it. Even at the highest level, like some of the biggest movies, somebody could have been pitching it for years, and then it gets picked up by one of the big studios like 20th Century Fox or something. That's why when a movie is coming on, you'll see 20th Century Fox at the beginning and it'll say in association with three other companies because one of them might be a producer that bought it from a small guy like me, and then I'll be the third name. So that's kind of how it works.
That's good to know, actually. That's very informative. So tell me about your business and how are you using it in your community? Because I know you're big on that of rebuilding your community and giving back to your hood.
So there are a lot of small business and entrepreneurs and music artists that want to do this full time and make a living off of it. My facility that I opened up here in Middletown has a space for creators. We have a space to do photography, shoot videos, and also in January, our recording studio will be finished as well. So you can come here and work. My business model will be sort of like a monthly service. So, say for instance, you want to start a YouTube channel for your business, you pay X amount and you can come here weekly, and it's affordable and you can create content. And then also, what I do is I work with businesses and come up with a plan to use videos to grow their business. One of my main clients is actually the barbershop next door to me. We do four videos a month. It started off as just cool haircut and hairstyles videos, and then it became tips and tricks videos, and then it came like we added comedy skits in there, just creative ways to market your business. So that's a few of the services that I do offer. But outside of offering services, we're going to be creating our own content, like on YouTube. So stay tuned to that. You know, it'll be higher faculty on YouTube as well.
That's gonna be dope. I probably would be one of your most frequent customers now. I'm ready. That's cool. So, is there any parting advice that you would give someone out there that is listening that wants to break into the film industry, that's a creative like you and I, that is waiting to launch into their become? They're like, I want to do this, but they have doubts, or they just feel like it's this big master plan that you have to have figured out.
No, just know that there's no straight path to being in the industry. You have to figure out exactly what it is that you want to do. If you want to act, I would suggest start acting and build a portfolio, start a YouTube channel, figure out where auditions are. You might have to drive somewhere to an audition, but it'll be worth it. Get some experience, meet some people in the industry. If you want to shoot films and make movies, just start. As hard as it is, as simple as that sound, people tend to overcomplicate things. Like they might look at, oh, I don't have the nicest camera in the world, or I don't have this equipment. But you have to find a way to start. Like even if it's just shadowing somebody that's doing it, you have to figure out a way to get your feet wet. And that's just kind of the biggest icebreaker. You have to break the ice because a lot of people think and dream about doing something and they don't ever even start. So it's like, how could you? I don't know. Don't sell yourself short. You know, just get started, figure it out, and keep networking.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct in that. I know, like going back to to me when I started, I literally started with a dollar and a dream. Like literally, like I'm 15 years old working, and I'm like taking my money. Like, of course, you know, you make a minimum wage, and you like, mom, I'll buy my books. I came to my mom like, I'm gonna homeschool. I'm gonna go to hair school, and this is the plan. You know what I'm saying? So it's really just organize your thoughts, and even if you can't organize them, still do it scared. do it scared. I feel like when you do stuff scared, it's that much more of a reward when you really just, you get to that coast and you really just get, you nail it. You like, man, it was all worth it. Like, I know you look at yourself now when you turn a key in your business and you like, man, every day I went to that factory, my body was aching. It was worth it. Like, it's just something about owning your own and seeing your dreams in front of you that is so fulfilling.
Exactly. And I want other people to feel that feeling. And that's what keeps me motivated. It's like, I understand what it's like to go to a regular 9-to-5 and hate it. Like, I almost cut my finger off working in the factory. Like, and I'm like, I got a college degree, you know, I should be somewhere else. But now that I am, and I weathered the storm and I stayed consistent and kept grinding, when I do walk into my place, you know, I'm thankful, but I'm also motivated because I know I could lose it all, you know, if I stop working. So that is one of the most rewarding things is like, you know, I did this independently. Like, I don't have a boss or anybody to tell me what to do. I have to figure it out on my own, and I'm comfortable with that. You know, it can be scary at times because I remember when I left my job, it's like, dang, that check didn't hit this week or next week or the week after that. Like,
yeah, waiting on them invoices do make your knees quiver a little bit.
Exactly, you know. So, but there's nothing more rewarding than living life by design. So go ahead Absolutely. And do that if that's what you desire.
Absolutely, King. I'm honored to have connected with you. I know that we'll definitely work in the future, and I definitely look forward to being, you know, one of those people that's rooting for you on the sidelines and seeing your success and the life that you're going to touch. Where can everybody find you on social media, and also where can they find you to partake in your services?
Okay. You can connect with us at higherfaculty.com. You know, I'm Action Fredo across all social media platforms. I also have pages for our home, our studio, and business at Higher Faculty on all platforms. But yeah, just be on the lookout. We're about to start mass producing our own content. So check us out. If you have any questions, reach out to me. I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible.
And you guys know you can always find me at Coach Alonda Brooks on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at I Must Become the Number One for your daily inspiration and motivation. You can always beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. And y'all, it's the fourth quarter. What you gonna do? I'm super excited to hear what you're gonna step into your becoming in 2021. I don't care what's going on outside, y'all. It's never not a time to become. And you know what I always say, don't do anything for man's opinion, but do everything with man in mind. Y'all, I love you to life. Peace.